This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Welcome to Campus Voices, where each week we take a look at key issues that affect students, the UK campus, and the Lexington community. I'm your host, Penny Schmitz. Today, we're talking about UK's second annual Underground Formal. Joining us this evening are board members from Underground Perspective who are here to inform us about this year's event and to talk about how it endorses UGP's goal to embrace diversity on campus. The Underground Formal is an event put together to help UK students relive their high school prom and university setting. The goal? To bring all students together for a night of enjoyment. Lamar Smith reports.
Student Outreach Co-Chair Randolph Dodu, a.k.a. Dolph, explained the importance of inclusion and Underground Perspective. Inclusion is one of the things Underground Perspective values most.
All right, so our mission statement is to build a social community through and with diversity. So that's how we actually implement our mission statement with our own event, because we want to welcome everybody. Everybody's welcome. We don't want to make anybody feel unwelcome. So that's how we promote it. So and we have events and everything. Everybody's welcome. So if you can just come, have a good time with everyone, understand everybody, yeah, that's how it is.
Underground Perspective's events are open to all, stressing diversity and inclusion across Kentucky's campus. For WRFL Radio, I'm Lamar Smith.
Today, we're joined by President of Underground Perspective, Kennedy Mann, a sophomore ISC major from Atlanta, Georgia. She started off as the leader of community service. From there, she became the chair of community service and now is the president.
Hey.
And also with us today is promotions chair, Nichelle Neal, a sophomore psychology major with a minor in business from Toledo, Ohio.
Hi.
Thank you both for joining us today. So we'll go ahead and get started. So Kennedy, what is Underground Perspective?
So Underground Perspective is a diversity organization on campus. We kind of just want to be everybody's home away from home when they come to the school.
Okay. And I want both of you to tell us, how exactly does Underground Perspective promote diversity? We'll go ahead and start with you, Kennedy.
Well, we let everybody know that diversity is not by race. It doesn't have to be by your gender. We show that everybody comes from a different background, no matter your culture. And we just like to see, we like to show everybody to see like the different perspectives.
Great. And Nichelle?
I think it's just that we really embrace every culture and any kind of person that comes to our meetings. And we like to hear all of their opinions, no matter what background they come from. And there are no wrong opinions in our meetings.
Okay, and talking about your meetings, how does Underground Perspective go about getting new members?
Usually word of mouth, but since social media is so hot in our generation, we are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Yeah, no, social media is huge for us. That's where we get a lot of our new members.
Okay, and talking about those new members, Underground Perspective has general body meetings with all of its members twice a week. What is discussed at these meetings, and where are they?
So topics are not limited. We discuss anything from what's the difference between living and existing or how was your day. And they're in Whitehall, room 238.
Yeah, there's nothing that's off limits in our meetings. And I think that's what our members really love, is that they don't know what they're coming into and they just know that they're going to get a great discussion.
Okay, so it's more of a discussion.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. So Underground Perspective, as we've said, is all about diversity and inclusion. Kennedy, what type of events do you guys put together over the course of school year or semester to try to reach those different students to get that diversity and the inclusion?
Well, we have some random events, which can be like manhunt on campus, or we can have like family dinners or movie nights, and then planned events. We have talent shows. We host basketball tournaments, kickball tournaments, and then towards the end of the year, we have a field day, which is like a big cookout.
Okay, and how, if somebody wanted to get involved, how would they find out about these events?
Honestly, the best way to find out about whatever we're doing is always going to be social media, especially our Twitter. It's really active. We post anything that's going to be happening, whether it's the formal, a meeting for the day, or just like a pop-up hoop session.
And then also we have a group me, and our group me has like 120 people in there. So we drop all our events in there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now that we have a background about the underground perspective as an organization, we're going to move into the main topic of our show tonight, which is their event, the Underground Formal. Reporter Lamar Smith talked with Treasurer Keandre Thompson about the creation of the Formal.
Prospective Treasurer Keandre Thompson, a.k.a. KT, is able to explain to us why UK alumni and founder of Underground Perspective, Nigel Marcellus, created the Underground Formal last year.
I think it was created because Nigel, he told me, for his prom, he had a bad experience, so he wanted to redo that experience in a better form, so he came up with the formal, and it was like prom 2.0. It was a fun event, so it's going to keep happening annually.
Last year's formal had around 500 people, and this year's formal looks to have a larger turnout. For WRFL Radio, I'm Lamar Smith.
So as we heard Lamar talking, he said that there were over 500 people at the event last year. Overall, how did the event go, and what made you want to continue this year?
It ran really smoothly, actually. And I think why we wanted to continue is because, like, hearing people's reactions after the event, everybody said they had a good time. We had non-Greek, we had Greek, we had, like, your average freshman like me, and then we had, like, your upperclassmen who were seniors, and they were wishing that it happened before.
Yeah, I'd agree that it was extremely successful, and it was just great to see everyone come out. There was no division at all. It just was open to everyone. You could come out, have a great time, and either relive some of your best memories or make better ones if you didn't have a good one.
Okay, and this next question is for you both. Why does UK need this event?
I personally believe it's a stress reliever because it's right before spring break, so it's something that you can go into, then look forward to your spring break, as well as it brings everyone together. I met so many new people, and you can make new friends, and you create memories because college, yes, it's about school, but it's also about fun.
And Michelle?
Yeah, I'd absolutely agree with that. There's not very many events happening in the spring semester leading up to spring break, so it's really easy to get burnt out. So for me, at least, like, I've been looking forward to the formal for the last few months, and it's really pushing me through to get through my finals, or not finals, but midterms.
I understand. And Michelle, you were saying a little bit ago that the Underground Formal is a way for college students to relive prom. Is there anything you guys feel that you're going to do differently this year to enhance the experience for those who might have had a bad prom experience?
I think that we haven't made too many changes just because it was so successful, but we've definitely kind of tried to amp it up. We have a theme this year. So our theme is Old Hollywood. It's going to be super fun, and it's free, so that's great.
Oh, like she said, it's free. So I know prom costs money usually in high school. And then the theme, as well as you're getting a party with your college friends. So.
Okay, now that we're talking about money, let's go ahead and talk about let's go ahead and talk about the fundraising for this year. How did you guys raise the funds for the event? And was it any different this year versus last year?
Well, this year we started planning earlier. We started planning in September, and we had a fundraiser with Blaze Pizza, which actually turned out better than we thought. So that fundraiser was the only fundraiser we needed for the event.
Yeah, no, Blaze was extremely successful, and I think we can just thank our members for that, honestly, because they're so gung-ho to help us when we need them.
Okay, and where is the event this year?
It's in the Commonwealth Stadium in the Woodford Reserve. And so you can enter between gates 10 and 12.
And as far as parking goes, will people be allowed to park in K-Lot, or do you want them to park off campus? How's that going to work?
Yeah, parking is free in K-Lot.
Okay, and so it says that it's in the Woodford Reserve Room. If there are students going that are over 21, will there be alcohol served at the event?
No, there is no alcohol at the event.
Okay, I got it. So how did you invite people to this event?
Well, I have become a poster maniac. I poster literally everywhere in the bathrooms, passing out handbills, as well as we mentioned earlier, social media. And then kind of we just walk in Bowman's and just walk up to random people. And we're like, hey, what are you doing March 3rd? Come to this free event. It's a big party.
Yeah, word of mouth is huge for us. So just talking to people is like huge. I talk to people all the time. And also, like Kennedy said, I carry around posters all the time. My book bag has so many push pins in it, and I just post them anytime I see a spot. So
okay. So The next few questions might be self-explanatory, but just for the audience, people who are thinking about coming, just want to be super clear for them. So what is the dress code for this year's event? Is it the same as last year? And how fancy or formal should people expect to get?
Well, I like to say it's dressed to impress. We don't want you coming in like khaki shorts and a tank top or anything. But I know for me, I'm wearing like a jumpsuit and I'm dressing it up with heels. Some people are wearing their prom dresses. Honestly, you just want to look good so you can take pictures. Just no booty shorts or anything.
Yeah, I would definitely dress to impress. Obviously, our theme is old Hollywood, but we're not like not letting you in if you don't fit the theme. I'm wearing a longer dress, but I don't really think it counts as a gown. So it just looked nice.
Okay. Okay, I see. And just another question to clarify. Do you have to be a UK student to get in?
No. A UK student is allowed to have one guest as long as they have an issued government ID.
Okay. And then moving a little bit forward, switching topics a little bit, what other organizations did you guys partner with for this event?
So we partnered with MLK Student Center, and then we partnered with LGBTQ Resource Center, and then as well as SAB.
And how are those organizations involved in helping put together the event?
Well, we've all brought together money, which was a big part. But we all were planning in September, and they invite their groups, like the LGBTQ reaches out to their community, the MLK reaches out to their community, and then we reach out to ours, along with SAB.
Okay, I see. Talking about SAB, we're going to get insight on how the Student Activities Board has helped put together this event. Reporter Lamar Smith spoke with SAB Director of Public Relations about SAB's role in the Underground Formal.
Why did SAB choose to help sponsor the Underground Formal?
This is the second year that SAB has worked with the Underground Perspective to put on an Underground Formal. And it was brought to us as an idea to bring the campus together, and that's what really got us, the diversity aspect. We get to bring people of all different backgrounds and all different beliefs and people that like different genres of music and had different high school experiences. They get to come together and relive a moment that was really good for everyone. Even if they didn't have prom while they were in high school or didn't get to attend, they're able to come together with their fellow classmates now and just unify and celebrate each other's differences and have fun.
Also, is there anything different you guys are doing for this year's formal opposed to last year's event?
Everything's pretty much the same. We're having the same venue, the same setup, same DJ. We're just trying to pull a larger crowd. We're trying to reach more people, more diverse backgrounds, and just get as many people on campus involved as possible.
What is SAB's role in the formal?
SAB helps Underground Perspective promote and execute the formal. We have the traditions director, Nikki Cashdollar, who is working out all the details and all of the little things that might not necessarily get paid attention to. We're helping with that, and our big part is promoting. We go on campus and put out posters and promote on social media and on our website, because we do have the resources and the utilities to print the posters and design them with graphic designers and get them out on campus.
Why do you think it's important for UK students to attend this event?
It's important for UK students to come together and just unify. We need as many opportunities as possible to come together and decompress from the stresses of class, work, social issues, political issues. So this is a time to forget all of that, come together, have fun, enjoy some food, enjoy some music, enjoy some dancing, and just have a good time.
The Student Activities Board, along with other organizations, see the Underground Formal as another way to help unify Kentucky's campus. For WRFL Radio, I'm Lamar Smith.
Now, Nichelle, we heard in that piece that you were involved with the traditions director for SAB. So are you guys planning on making this event something that happens every year?
Absolutely. I think we're going to try to keep it going as long as possible. I think it brings so many people together, and it's so important to our campus.
Like Nichelle said, even when we graduate in 2 years or whatever, we hope that our organization keeps it going, because everybody always raves about it.
I see. And guys, we are running out of time. So if you could leave our audience with one thing, if there's somebody out there who's thinking about going to the event, but they're not sure if they're going to go, what would you tell them?
You don't want to be the one who heard about it.
Okay.
That was good. Absolutely. I would just say, just go for it. I didn't go last year, and now I regret it still to this day. So I can't wait for my first one.
I see. Well, tonight, we've been talking about UK's second annual Underground Formal, an event that was created last year to give UK students another chance at prom and to help build diversity. I'd like to thank both of our guests tonight, Underground Perspective President Kennedy Mann and Promotions Chair Nichelle Neal. Thank you both again for being on the show tonight.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining us for tonight's Campus Voices. Stay tuned for more commercial-free programming on WRFL Lexington 88.1 FM. I'm Penny Schmitz.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.